The Eighth Commandment: You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. The Gospel relates that when Jesus was judged by the Sanhedrin, the Jews bore false witness against him in order to have him executed. But Jesus kept silent in the face of such false and contradictory testimonies. Only when the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" did he confess the truth, even though he knew that for speaking the truth he would undergo tremendous suffering and even death. The Eighth Commandment states, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." False witness includes perjury, lying, slander, defamation, and calumny. The commandment is very necessary because sins against it obscure and mar human relations so much. To all these sins, we have to oppose the love of truth. Jesus teaches us to tell the truth. Jesus teaches us, with his example, to tell the truth, although doing so brought on him terrible suffering and even death. Saint Thomas says that truth is something divine, and it has to be respected and loved. At times, saying the truth is hard and requires quite an effort. We have to be brave to tell the truth always and never lie. Jesus said once, "All you need say is yes if you mean yes, no if you mean no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one." This is a good motto, which will help us to be sincere and faithful with God, with ourselves, and with others. Lying harms. Just as a match, despite being so small, can destroy a large forest, lying can destroy the treasures of friendship and parental trust. For he who lies to friends and parents ends up losing their friendship and trust. The liar is not believed even when he tells the truth. Social life requires that we be sincere and tell the truth. To do so, we have to strive to be sincere with ourselves. Though lying is never justified, at times we have to remain silent in order to keep a secret or to avoid damaging others. Reasons for lying. Often one lies due to fear or to the shame of being exposed, to avoid being embarrassed, or in order to play a practical joke on someone. To lie can be a mortal sin if one lies concerning important matters, knowing that it could inflict serious harm. If the common or a particular good does not require us to be silent, we always have to tell the truth, even to the point of martyrdom, which is the supreme witness to the truth of the Christian faith. The Eighth Commandment obliges us to respect people's honor. Honor is more precious than material goods. All men have the right to a good reputation. That is why we cannot harm or take away their good reputation. How people's reputation can be harmed? Calumny. To exaggerate other people's defects or to say that they have done something bad, knowing that it is not true. Defamation. To unjustly make public the hidden defects of our neighbors. False witness. To state in a trial something which is not true and that harms others. Rash judgment. To think badly of others without just reason. To violate a secret. To disclose something which should have been kept secret. How a Christian ought to behave. If one hears someone speaking badly of a particular person or institution, a family, the church, etc., one is obliged not to listen, and to defend that person or institution if what one hears is not true. The duty of restoring honor. God wants us to be the guardians of other people's good reputation. He who harms someone's good reputation commits a serious sin, if the defect exposed or the harm inflicted is serious, and he has the duty to restore that person's good reputation, that is, to publicly state that what he has said is not true or is an exaggeration, This reparation has to be done, just as when something material has been stolen, as a condition for the sin to be forgiven. To care for and defend our good reputation. In the trial before the Sanhedrin, a guard slapped Jesus in his face as he was answering Caiaphas. Jesus defended himself. "If there is some offence in what I said, point it out. But if not, why do you strike me?" Jesus provides us with an example of how to defend our good reputation when it is unjustly harmed. We can help others by fraternal correction. Moved by charity, we have the duty to tell the truth to others gently, face to face, never backbiting. To tell things in truth and charity is to help our brothers by fraternal correction. As our Lord said, "The truth will set you free." Resolutions for Christian life. Do not speak ill of others, nor allow others to do so, and if it should happen, make amends for the harm done. Admit our own faults and accept the blame.